And welcome to a Monday open phone day on the talk show. Mikey J's across the console. Colin Letty is across the console. And let's see, where are we right now? 14.6% positivity, is that right?
That is the 14-day average currently.
The current 14-day average. Yesterday it was down to 14, so we're now up 6/10. It's like, you know, we're kind of moving in this up and down. 15% is the threshold. What is it? You need to be 14 to be able to apply. 15 is pretty much...
Something like that. Don't quote me on that.
All right. Anyway, but applying to Governor Reynolds...
It needs to be in that ballpark to petition for 100% online learning.
Yes. And the question we have is... If you have 100% online...
Update, it's down to 14.4 currently.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have all online learning, that's what they want in Des Moines.
And the Des Moines School District is currently looking to sue the state over the denial of their 100% online learning
petition. The question is, if you have all online learning, can you have... And no kids in the classroom... Can you have athletics going on normally, which is outside?
We've had no official word from the state.
No, we haven't. And it seems to me that, I mean, it seems like there should be some guideline. Doesn't it seem like there should be some guideline there?
Yeah. It seems pretty open and shut to me. If it's too dangerous to go to school, it's too dangerous to play games outside of school. You know,
not football, because football's safe.
Yeah. It's all stupid. So all those kids, are they going to... They're all getting ready in the same locker room, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but they can't all be in the same classroom at the same time.
And they all have to ride the same bus.
Yeah, they all have to ride the same bus. They're traveling to a city that you don't know where the COVID's at. You know, we're bringing teams here that God knows how well they've been doing with COVID. That, you know, they could be coming from all sorts of counties that are having whatever type of outbreak. It's stupid. And the fact that nobody will step up and say, oh, maybe these kids shouldn't play football this year. You know, it's so ridiculous that we think that high school football is so important that we need to keep it going, but kids don't have to learn anything. It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Okay. Well, why don't you... Now, don't coach.
Don't sugarcoat it. Don't sugarcoat it. Tell us how you really feel.
If you're the person in charge of canceling the football season, you're an idiot. Cancel this football season. Like, if we're having the worst outbreak of this virus that we've had so far,
and this
is somehow a tough decision. We canceled the rest of school last year when there weren't any cases, and why can't we cancel it now? Why can't we cancel it now?
How about all the restaurants that are shut down?
How is Governor Reynolds going to keep that money from going to the schools if they go online and defy her order? There's no way.
Well, the interesting thing is...
How is she going to get reelected if she takes the money away from all these schools?
Well, here's the interesting paradox to me, and that is... Now, I understand. Now, we're talking high school football. It seems to me very hard to believe that you could have all online classes... And play football on the field.
Yes.
That seems to be the main contradiction here.
That seems to be a contradiction in terms to me. If it's too safe, it's not safe to be in the classroom, and not safe for teachers, not safe for students, then how can it be safe for you to be participating
in football? It's difficult to find any sort of justification for it.
Who is in charge of making the decision, though? Who is in charge of making the decision whether Burlington High School has football this year or not?
My understanding is it would be...
High School Athletic Association, the school district.
I would think it would be the athletic director, because every school has the option to opt out.
And has anybody asked him that question?
No.
Maybe that would be a good idea, you know, to ask him, why is football safer than classroom learning?
If I may, it might be safe to assume that with the upcoming school board meetings this week, after school being delayed for a week, that's probably going to be one of the main points of discussion.
Well, I guess it's one of those things that these are things that are... if the Big Ten can't play football because it's not...
But the Big 12
but
can.
But the Big 12 can. Now, you tell me why it's okay... Because
it's not a can or can't. It's not.
It's a money deal.
No, it's not.
No, it is a money deal.
Yes,
don't
it is.
Make no doubt. But no difference.
About it like some authority said you can and you can't and you can and you can't. No, the Pac-12 wants to, so they're going to. There's no can or cans.
No. The Pac-12 isn't, but what? And the Big 12 is.
The Big 12. Okay. But the way you're framing it is if okay. like why is it okay they can and they can that's not the way that's okay. that's the total wrong
because
way to look at the situation
the
because they
and,
feel like it's more important to play football and make money than to shut things down and keep it safe.
University of Iowa is going to lose $100 million
and they're dropping a
and they're
few
dropping
of
four
their...
and they're dropping four sports because of it. I think it's one of those things that that is an arguable point, and that is, did they take into consideration? I mean, what are they doing differently? Why did the Big 12? Obviously, they voted to go forward, but I'm not sure whether it's the same process to vote to go forward. I don't think they. I think they already pretty much had the Big 12 and the Pac 12 and the Big 10. Excuse me. They had their chancellors, their presidents, chancellors, athletic directors. They all voted, and the presidents had basically the final word on the thing. They had the yay or nay under the and the athletic directors were the next voice, next link in the chain, and the players. I think the players all wanted to play. Most of them, I'd say by and large, the players all wanted to play.
I'd say a majority of the players wanted to.
Yeah, and but I guess the question is, so it's how what's safe and what isn't safe. That's the question. If it's not safe for the Big Ten and the Pac-12, then is it safe for the Chicago Bears or the Minnesota Vikings or any of those teams?
The NFL, by all accounts, they've put on a decent show, at least, of player safety. And whether or not it's going to be safe to play games, we don't know yet.
Now, one thing they are doing...
Because they're still in training camp
And they've
right
got
now.
Money, and they're doing I think, daily testing, aren't they? I believe daily testing on the NFL, is that right?
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing
if
all sorts of testing.
If it's not daily,
but
it's
there
at
is
least
a
regular.
Big, there's a huge difference between any sort of collegiate sport in the NFL. That being, the NFL can make one list of rules that everybody has to follow.
Yes.
Okay. Big rule. Big, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a huge difference. The NFL also has a bajillion dollars to throw at the problem. You know, if they could buy their own island and call it Football Island MMA, decided to do. You know, you could buy an island, call it Football Island, do all of your football games on that island. Do the whole season there. No one's allowed to leave. Bam, you get done. Hey, we just had a football season. And the NFL has the resources to do that. And they have the authority to tell everyone that they have to do it, as opposed to this high school athletics where it's up to each individual school and we'll kind of listen to the governor and, I don't know, maybe the athletic director wants to, maybe he doesn't. Nobody knows who's in charge. Nobody knows what's safe, what's not safe, which guidelines should we follow. It's just a quagmire of information that everyone's trying to use to back up their own point.
And it's all inconsistent.
And it's so inconsistent. And nobody's thinking about the big picture is maybe the most important thing is keeping people from getting sick. That should be the number one on everyone's radar, but it's not. Money it seems to be the driving factor for a lot of this stuff, including the decision to whether to have school or not, because the governor is threatening to take money away from schools,
which I'm sure,
if they don't show up in person.
I'm pretty sure she can't do that.
Well, I don't know. The thing is, the problem we have with this whole thing is that as we see the cases surging here in Iowa. If we were to look back when we started talking about this thing back in March, and we said okay, and I remember saying I think by the end of May we should be okay, the temperature, it'll be warmer temperatures, everything should kind of subside. Once we get into summer, it should be Ragbri should be fine by. I wasn't surprised.
Nope.
I wasn't surprised. And of course, and I said, but I still thought Ragbri was going to be okay, or the Iowa ride or whatever.
Nope.
Now, what was okay? Riverfest. Now, the question that comes to me is, is there any connection to the fact that Riverfest went on, and now 2 weeks after Riverfest, we have a surge in cases. No, I'm not saying it does, but I'm saying is it because of the fact that we've got this sort of mindset that we're tired of it?
I think that is one of the things you can use to explain is because we were so low in cases for so long, all thoughts of, you know, masks, social distancing, all that went out
the
window.
Well, and how many people are wearing masks? I mean, I think it's a real crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
And bars. If you go into a bar, anybody wearing a mask?
No.
But you can't drink through a straw, right? Okay, I mean, suppose you could, but I mean, it's one of those things that. It's one of those things. The consistency is not there.
Well, and it's a word. The United States, the reason our response to this is very different from many other countries, and I've said this before on the show, is that we have 50 different states. It's the same reason
it's like
why this problem.
Countries.
Yeah, it's the same problem that we have with the athletics right now in the college. Some want to, some don't. This and that. All right. When it all first happened, they said that it was a pandemic. The entire country needs to lock down.
Shut down.
And we shut everything down when our numbers were minuscule. They were tiny. And so when we should be locked down right now, when our numbers are spiking, that's what the lockdown is for. But we did the lockdown as more of a, everyone else is doing it, why don't we do it too? Instead of, you know, looking at the numbers and doing the lockdown when we needed to do it.
The other thing that we have to face, and this is something I thought about over the weekend, is that, you know, we've got these cases that are going on, and we've got places, and we've got people that are getting, and I know there's doing some contact tracing on things, but you've got people that are sick or maybe are feeling symptoms, but they need their job. They don't want to call in sick unless they're really, really, really sick. And do they want to go, okay, well, maybe I might have a few symptoms or something like that. Well, when you have a few symptoms, you're at your most contagious. And so, but if you got to go to work and you got kids, you know, mouths to feed, I mean, that's a tough decision. That's a real tough decision for an awful lot of people, and it could explain partly why we're seeing some surging now.
Well, then on top of that, there's people that just don't care. There's people that they know they have the virus, and they're still going out because they don't care, because, you know, their lifestyle is more important than anyone else's well-being.
I agree. I think there's a multitude of reasons why people...
last weekend was the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Well, last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Week.
Yeah. Well, 200,000. Not last week, the week before.
250,000.
Yeah.
And
Sturgis.
And guess what? A bunch of people are coming down with COVID now that went to the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Who would have thought?
Shocker.
It's, the just negligence of people. People who are just willing to...
Why don't you go ahead and shut that door? As long as I don't know what's going on.
Sounds like a vacuum or something,
or a leaf blower.
Might be doing leaf blowing out here. I don't know. Is that what they're doing?
No,
I don't know.
No.
Not so much for soundproofing anyway. No, I mean, but the fact is, you're right. A lot of people, they don't care. I said coronavirus fatigue. We're just tired. We're just tired of being in this environment, and we want to do stuff. And
we're sick of it.
And doggone it, if we can, we're going to do everything we can. And nobody's going to tell me what to do. What I'm doing right now, I've got a mask in my pocket, and I go into some place, I put the mask on. I don't care whether it's I'm going to take. I figure what it's it isn't that big of a deal, but I don't want to have. Yeah, I'm not going to take a chance. I'd rather. Oh, you don't have your bandana anymore.
No, I've got actual masks.
He's got actual masks. Okay. These people, when I see a bandana coming in here, you realize that I read this thing on this, the bandanas are not, they're one of the least effective ones, things to be wearing of any of the masks that are out there.
And it's something that covers your face completely.
Well, and you just, And when I see somebody coming in with a bandana, it just looks like they're coming in to rob the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like they're a train bandit. Yeah.
Yes, like, give me
all
your
money. Gold.
Well, I'm surprised. Well, anyway, the fact is we've got a lot of things that make no sense. I mean, if you follow my drift. Yeah. And I think that's...
Absolutely.
And the consistency, there's no real consistency across any of these multitude of states, multitude of programs, colleges, yeah. The reason that the Big 12, I think, hey, I'm not here to tell you my thought on the Big 12, why they're doing what they're doing. They know it's $100 million per school that they could be losing if they don't play. And at $100 million, I mean, I think I'm not saying $100 million would outweigh the risk to any of the students, but I'd say $100 million might just be. And they said, we took the players' consideration in mind. That's a big difference.
No, they didn't.
That was a statement made by Matt Campbell. I'm glad the Big 12 made their decision because they took the players' opinion into consideration before they made a decision. Well, but the players want to play, of course.
Yeah, because who are these kids? These are kids that made it to college
to play football.
These are kids that have been told their future is tied to how well they do on this team. All right, these are kids.
At least
that
a
number of them come from impoverished conditions that they wouldn't be in college or be at the university without this scholarship.
Yeah.
Their entire future, their entire life has been told that you're a great football player. If you can make it big, you can make a bunch of money, and you can take care of your family the rest of your life.
And
you think anyone is going to let them take that away?
No.
They're all going to say yes, of course. Yeah, if you ask a bunch of kindergartners or something, they're all, you all like candy, even though it's bad for you? Yeah, they all do. Go figure. Even though it might not be in their best interest, they have one thing on their mind, and that, it's to say that the opinion of those players should be taken into account. Why? We don't take their opinion into account in any other aspect. You know, the coach doesn't ask them what play they want to call. You know, they are there to be led, and they're still very impressionable at that age. That's why there's so many laws and regulations about what you can and can't do with a student athlete.
Well, we're back to the same. We're going to need to take a break here, but we're back to the same thought we had and the same thought you just brought up. We don't have one country. What we have is 50 states. We've got 50 governors who all make their own decisions. We've got 50 different sports, and more than 50 different, and universities and conferences. Well, what do we got? We got the Big 12 and the Big 10 represented in Iowa State and Iowa. Big 12 is going ahead with football, saying, yes, we're doing everything we can to keep us safe. Well, yeah, I understand. Big 10 says, nope, it's not safe enough. Okay. So who's right? I mean, is anybody right?
I guess we'll wait and see.
I guess we'll wait and see. But I there's a lot of people that are the fans. They're saying, I just feel like I've been ripped off. I want to see college football. I want to see Iowa play Iowa State. I want to see who's going to be playing. It's like. We don't have that chance. We didn't have a vote on it, did we? No. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back after the news.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Lamar is the MVP.
He can't play from behind. He can't throw.
It pissed him off. You listen to Lamar. The scariest thing in the world is pro sports, is great people who have been humiliated. Get out of their way.
Ravens 16-0. Count on it.
Colin Cowherd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
If there was ever a place for everything, it has to be the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Now with exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes in various sizes from as little as $4.98 each. Safely store everything from seasonal items to family keepsakes. At this price, these totes are well within reach. Go to homedepot.com/storage. All your storage solutions in one place. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through September 7th while supplies last.
Having dry skin is a struggle. Turns out, my body wash was the problem. So I tried new Olay skincare-inspired body wash with vitamin C, collagen, and hyaluronic acid, which improves skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash after 14 days based on clinical moisture retention. And now helps stop dry skin before it starts with new Olay Rinse Off Body Conditioner. Find new Olay skincare-inspired body wash online or in stores. Try Olay Body today.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington and West Burlington school boards will meet this week to discuss plans for reopening this fall. Both boards voted last week to delay the opening of school until the 31st due to a surge in COVID-19 cases in Des Moines County. The county's 14-day positivity rate peaked at 15.3%. According to the latest data on the state's coronavirus tracking website, the current 14-day positivity average is 14.6%. The Burlington school board will meet on both Monday and Wednesday to determine plans for reopening school next week. The West Burlington school board will meet on Wednesday as well. The Iowa Department of Public Health has confirmed the first death of a child related to COVID-19. According to the IDPH, the child was under the age of 5 and had significant underlying health conditions. The death occurred in June, and the case investigation was completed on August 6th by the state medical examiner. The child's death was publicly reported this weekend after ensuring the individual's identity would remain protected and notifying the family. Authorities are investigating after a car drove through a group of protesters in downtown Iowa City on Friday night, but no serious injuries were reported as part of the incident. Iowa City police say they identified the driver who went through the group of at least 100 protesters Friday and are seeking more details from people who were a part of the event organized by the Iowa Freedom Riders Civil Rights Group. Video of the incident was posted online. Organizers said Friday's march was planned to demand additional action from Iowa City leaders. Governor Reynolds will speak at this week's Republican National Convention. Reynolds' campaign said Sunday that the Iowa Republican will address the convention remotely on Tuesday and does not plan to attend the event in Charlotte, North Carolina. GOP officials in Charlotte are expected to vote to re-nominate President Trump in a small in-person session on Monday. Iowa Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst is also scheduled to speak to the convention on Wednesday. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Republican National Convention's gotten started in Charlotte, North Carolina, an event scaled down because of the coronavirus pandemic. Maryland congressional candidate Kim Klasick's one of tonight's speakers. Her district covers about half of Baltimore.
I've asked people all the time, you know, what do we have to do to make you vote for a Republican or at least consider us? And they always say, you know, you're the first Republican I've ever met. And so that part is in my speech. You know, I'm going to be talking about how we have to go into these communities, roll up our sleeves, and offer real results.
She was on Fox and Friends. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway is resigning.
Conway says it's time for more mama, less drama, citing her family as the reason for her departure at the end of the month. Husband George Conway, a vocal critic of President Trump, is also taking a step back from the Lincoln Project, a political action committee formed last year by current and former Republicans.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
The weather outside is beautiful, and that means it's patio season. It's time for sun, fun, and exceptional food and drinks, only at Kelly O'Shea's. Dine in for fresh summer delights or use their carryout and curbside pickup options available on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays to keep you warm and happy during the days in. Check out their menu at Kelly O'Shea's Pub's Facebook page to see what's to offer. Not your average pub, not the average way. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And the weather today is going to be a sunny day today. We'll top out at 94 degrees this afternoon. We'll see west winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low down to 70. A southwest wind at 5. Sunny and hot Tuesday. High of 97. Heat index values to 101. Clear Tuesday night, low to 68. Sunny and hot Wednesday with a high to 95. Right now, just plain sunny skies. We're now to 80 degrees.
I'm I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are soaring at the open this morning on Wall Street as the market looks to extend its record-setting rally. Apple shares are higher as people who own shares of Apple at the close of trading today will receive three additional shares as that stock split happens. 1 week from today, the price will adjust 4-for-1. The FDA has approved the use of convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19 in an emergency order. The New York Times reports that President Trump is considering a pre-election vaccine approval before the end of any phase 3 clinical trial. The Financial Times says the drug being developed by Oxford and AstraZeneca is the frontrunner for possible presidential early approval. Video conferencing company Zoom says it's investigating an outage this morning for Zoom meetings. 44% of U.S. oil refining capacity is in the path of storms Marco and Laura in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Timeshare owners, what I'm about to share may save you thousands of dollars. I'm Gordon Newton, president of the Newton Group and author of The Consumer's Guide to Timeshare Exit. In the last 15 years, I've heard everything imaginable from exit companies trying to get you to hire them. I've heard them advertise a money-back guarantee. The truth is those guarantees fall flat time and time again as bad exit companies file for bankruptcy and take your money with them. I've heard them try to earn your trust claiming they pioneered timeshare cancellation in 2008. The ugly truth is that's not possible. Newton Group has been leading the exit industry long before that. I've even heard exit companies pay celebrity endorsers to convince you they're experts. The truth is the experts at Newton Group wrote The Consumer's Guide to Timeshare Exit. Every year, timeshare owners lose millions of dollars by hiring the wrong exit company. If you want out of your timeshare, call Newton Group at 800-800-1764 for your free no-obligation consultation and free copy of the guide. That's 800-800-1764 or newtongroup.com.
Beating the world takes the work of a farmer. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual tip their hats to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. They're proud to offer the coverage farmers need to keep growing. So they're taking this moment to say thank you for planting our future. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 1-800-642-6591 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
All right. Welcome back on the talk show. Mikey J., Colin Letty joining Steve Exum. We're talking, well, you know, the one thing we can be certain of is that there's nothing we can be certain of. I know that may sound like I'm double talking, but it is. It's that we really have no, there is no absolute direction that we know we can go and have things work out the way we want to have them work out. We can't plan anything, can we? I mean, think about it. I can't plan a trip. No, I can, but I don't have any idea if I could go there. I can't, you know, it's, and I, it all, we are held hostage, if you know what I mean. And we're held hostage by this, by what these numbers are and by what the situation is. And by the fact that a lot of people are all basically saying, well, I don't care. I think that you said it before. A lot of people just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people just think, or especially,
I'm not going to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Why should I wear a mask?
Well, I've seen a sentiment with a lot of younger folks that, well, it's not going to hurt me. I'm going to survive it. So I'm not going to change anything about my life.
You do not know that.
Yeah. And that attitude, you know, one person can infect 100 people in a day. If you are active, if you have COVID, you know you have COVID, and you go to the gas station, go to the grocery store, you go, you know, to some other place, you know, you could infect 100 people that day.
Yeah.
Those people infect 100 the next day.
Now, one of the things that came out is the August 9th, was it the president's what is it? What was it? Burks or was it whoever else, the committee, the health? What they call the health committee or the
White House Coronavirus Task Force?
The task force said that
they came up with some new recommendations.
Saying that Iowa should be
have a mask mandate.
Mask mandate.
Close down bars and restaurants, or at least limit it, and gyms, or at least limit the capacity to maximum 25%.
Right.
And for the most part, the perception is Governor Reynolds has completely ignored it.
Well, the other thing is, yeah, how do you have a bar where you are? How do you effectively social distance in a bar? It's in theory, yes, okay.
In practice, no.
But in practice, no. I mean, what do people go to bars? They go to bars to see their friends, right? Or to meet a friend, and there's alcohol involved, okay? I mean, let's face it. When there's alcohol involved, that tends to diminish some of the
cognitive abilities.
Well, you know, the decision-making capabilities.
Yes.
You know, as I'm just saying is that some of these things, we're in conflict with ourselves, basically, and that's really where we are in terms of this whole virus. We want this thing to be over. We want to move on. We want to, and some people are trying to just move on without letting it be done before they move on. And I think that's
you really can't do that.
And I think that, but I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's where we are. I think they're saying, well, we are moving on. We're just moving on because we have to, and we're tired of it. We're mad as heck, and we're not going to take anymore.
officially had that broadcast news moment.
Yeah.
but it's also the worst time to have that attitude.
It is.
Having that attitude 4 months ago wasn't harmful, you know, because we didn't have COVID rampaging through the area. Right now we do. So anyone that holds that oh, well, I'm just tired of this. I'm over this. I don't need to wear a mask. You know, right now is the most important time. If you've never worn a mask up to this point, hey, it probably hasn't been that bad. But right now, you need to wear a mask if you're going out places to protect yourself, to protect others. There are so many people coming down with COVID that didn't know they had it, that thought that they were following all the proper precautions.
Well, here's the other thing is what you've had is you've had family gatherings. You've had family reunions. Wow, how can it hurt, you know? Yeah, I mean, how can it hurt? What's wrong with a family reunion? Well, there's nothing wrong with a family reunion as long as you're sure that everybody's safe.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Ted.
Yes, Ken.
It's Ted. Hey, I just, you know, you guys were talking about that, and I was just saying, well, maybe if people like Hannity and Limbaugh and Trump and Pence and all of them would start wearing their mask and believe in it, maybe people would start believing it, too.
There's a good point. I think we are of different minds, and as we've said before, everybody seems to do their own thing. Some people.
Well, everybody doesn't think that they're going to get it, but
yeah.
My God, all they got to do is look at the numbers and proof. And I don't know how much higher up you got to go to get the proof that it is going to go happen. And, you know, putting out this silly stuff like take your bleach shot and all that stuff, that's ignorant. That don't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, you know, a lot of people are deceiving themselves and deceiving each other. But that you bring up a good point.
Well, like going to the Ozarks and having them big parties and everything like that. All they're doing, I mean, I'm telling you, it's bad and it's going to get worse. It just hasn't caught up in the rural communities like it did in the big cities, but it's gaining. It's going to get worse.
So
yes, it is. And that's,
so,
and they ought to shut the schools down for at least 60 days and see what the heck's going to happen.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for calling in today. You bet. All right. I think that's you know, it is sort of as we hit this threshold and as we hit the spiraling numbers that have been going up, and yes, you're right. A few months ago, we were down at the very bottom, and now we're not.
Just goes to show that it will ebb and flow.
Well, because if you don't take it seriously, you know, the fact is...
Yeah, if you don't take it seriously and you go out partying, no masks, no social distancing, you're going to see those numbers spike up real
quick.
What
did you have in all these places? New York has been, they've been going down. All these places where it's been going down.
Chicago's been going down.
And they've had absolute mask mandates. They've had absolute... very, very highly restricted. You couldn't go to a restaurant. You could have some patio dining, but you couldn't go inside. I think that now there's some in. You can do some inside in.
Limited capacity.
With very limited capacity. And we do that. We're doing limited, but we have no mask mandate. And it's like we're saying, I'm not going to force Iowans to do anything. Well, the fact is, if you don't have some rule, people say, well, if there's no rule against it, why should I? You know? And I think that's part of the problem.
And another thing with the cases being going up in Des Moines County, from what I've seen, is that it's not concentrated in any one part of the county. It's spread out all over the place.
Yeah, I think, and as you've said, it doesn't take much. It takes one gathering. They had what? There was one wedding reception that I saw, 53 people came down with COVID out of one wedding reception. Yeah, well, okay. Well, maybe you should have realized you don't have a reception, you know? Because, yeah, and I think it's like, oh, we're under the radar. You know what I mean? Oh, no, we're okay. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, this is Dean, basically. I disagree about, I'm just going to say, number one, I disagree about the schools. I guess the rest of the world, 22 countries, they have schools open, but they're stupid because they have no major cases, kids get sick, but they had, like one guy said, in Europe, we had no major cases of any kids dying of the disease, so I guess they're not very smart.
I don't know what you're talking about, but any European country that's going back to school, it's because they have almost no COVID cases.
That's what he said.
You can't compare what's going on in the United States to what they're doing in Europe, because in Europe they've already beat this.
And in Europe, for the most part. But there are European countries that they have restrictions and they aren't back either. But you're right.
But they have schools open, and a pediatrician said there that that's what he said. They have, yes, kids get sick, but they have no major cases of any kids, maybe one in a million, die from COVID-19.
Well, I guarantee it's more than one in a million. Okay.
But that's out of one.
Yeah.
But basically, I guess the kids that, like I said before, well, I got two kids here that are teenagers that they live in an apartment, not with me, but the other apartment, and they don't have all the stuff other kids have, and 50% of the kids don't have a computer, internet, Facebook, or Wi-Fi, but I guess they'll be left out in the cold. And a lot of parents cannot afford to hire a tutor to educate their kids.
What did I read?
Dean, you're going to all the studies all I want, but you won't believe me anyway. But
no, that's fine. You can
say that we once again we're not blaming China for this because they did this and their base they won. They got away with it. But I'm just going to say that you're talking about gloom and doom. There is one hope. If you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life,
all right, thank you,
he
Jesus.
Will be up there with him, and he will protect you and take care of you.
All right,
you.
Thank That's you, Dean. It. Thank Bye. You, Dean. All right. Well, okay. Hey, look, it's a fair game, and we're gonna take another break. We'll be back. We'll talk more right after this.
All right, everybody.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
If you are on a college campus and your sport is being played, you are being regularly tested. The minute that you test positive, you are then given expert medical treatment. They are safer on a college campus than they are off of.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
One word means more to farmers than any other. Yield. Nobody knows this better than your friend in the field, Mershman Seeds. Hi, this is Joe Mershman. With industry-leading seed treatments like Trepidity ST, you'll see faster emergence and more bushels per acre.
They'll make it grow.
Part of the Mershman family and see the difference in your field. Contact your local Mershman Seeds dealer today or go to MershmanSeeds.com and let's grow together.
With a family full of faith, it feels for love. They'll give it hell and with a little help from above, they'll make it grow.
Let's grow together at Mershman Seeds, your friend in the field.
I'm Max Mercer, the new commercial and ag lending specialist at Danville State Savings Bank. After gaining experience with investment real estate and commercial lending in the Quad Cities, I'm excited to return to Southeast Iowa and impact the communities that I grew up in. The team and I at Danville State Savings Bank want to go the extra mile when helping you achieve your goals. Danville State Savings Bank has offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back on the talk show today, 754-1490. And I think that the cross section of opinions, whether expressed on by callers or whatever, or expressed just out on the street, or expressed even in this room, the cross section says that there is no consistent, absolute, one thing that's right and one thing is wrong to do. I mean, the governor seems to make the fact that, should we be in school? Well, if you can
Some places
be.
Can. Some
Notre
places
Dame,
can't.
Notre Dame seems to be able to do that. It's a small enough school and they're doing all the stuff that they need to do. I did have John Billups was in, he was talking about, Little kids wearing masks, it's hard for them. And let's face it, they don't want to. Little kids are going. They want to get together. They want to get together with their friends, right? And, even big kids want to get together with their friends. But it's, I think it doesn't feel right. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not going to feel right. And I don't know if it's ever going to feel right being like that situation. But schools, I think all online, you need to have, I think if you can safely have kids in the classroom, but it takes an awful lot of work to do that. I will say that if you don't, elementary kids, online learning for elementary kids, if the mom and the dad or the mother, if you don't have somebody at home, it's basically homeschooling because that's we're talking kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth grade. You think they're going to do anything? It's like a task in futility is what I'm saying. And can you do now online learning if you signed up? If I was going to go to a university and I decided and this is going to be my year to go to a university. And it was all online, and I couldn't go to the school. I couldn't do any of all of the parts of the college education that I wanted to have, which includes the social interaction, all of the things, meeting people in person, going to the places, going to the individual. And if I'm sitting in my bedroom, and that's what I'm being given as an offer, and I'm paying $25,000 or $30,000 for that privilege, I'd feel like I'm getting taken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feel like maybe they shouldn't be charging so much for that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the problem is I'd sign up for the University of Phoenix or whatever, and I'd do all online and I'd get the stuff. They're also, those places are all also prepared. They have it all designed so that it is specifically for online. When you'd have to kind of when you're trying to backpedal and say, okay, well, now we're shifting to online, it's not the same. because they're trying to write the book as they go, and they don't have it. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's the problem with there's a problem with online, and I think that if you can get kids in school, if you're going to have kids in school, you're going to have very, very extraordinary safety measures to be able to make it right.
And you have to be able to enforce them.
And you have to, and you got to be clear on it. You can't have inconsistencies on that. And I think that's part of the issue that we've been debating here, not debating, just simply tossing around. Are you tired of this thing? Yeah, I am.
I am.
Are you really tired of it? I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's also not enough reason
but
to just
reason
no,
it's not.
Go
no,
back
no,
to normal.
No, no, yeah. We can't go back. We can't go back to normal.
That's not a justification
no,
for
no, not now, not yet. I hope we can, but we're definitely not. I was at the store, was it yesterday? And we were talking about, and I was wearing my mask, and we're talking about everybody's wearing. And I said, is there any? Is pretty much everybody wearing masks? No. it's across the board. Now, if you're for instance at Target, masks are required.
If you're at Walmart, masks are required.
They are well. That's not the,
highly encouraged. Excuse me.
They may be highly encouraged, but go to Walmart and see how many people are there. I'd say maybe 25%, maybe 30.
Hy-Vee has this wear a mask. This new mask campaign.
They got a mask campaign, but
been handing out masks.
They've been handing out masks, but I'd say maybe 70% do, maybe at the most. The thing is, it needs to be consistent. You understand what I'm getting at? It needs to be consistent. Make it
one. You're saying
one,
we need a mandate.
I'm saying we need a mandate, and we need to have it be consistent across the board, and that's the only way that people are going to, you know, they're going to respond. And maybe we do need to have, you know, I don't know how do you can't, a mask mandate in a bar? What are you going to do?
Or just close the bars and restaurants. You know, I think it's unfair to close the bars and not close the restaurants at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to close all the bars, make the restaurants,
restaurants
carry out only.
Carry out, yeah.
You know, but if you're going to cripple half of the industry just so the other half can rake in all the profits. That's what I saw when they shut down all the bars. All the drinkers just went and sat in the restaurant and did the exact same thing. You know, so the restaurants got to make all the profits while these bar owners were forced to shut down during the entire thing. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I think they should put something forward and start being proactive
so
about this.
You're saying, in your opinion, we should go back to what
March.
We should draw in our haunches and go back under, in essence, the lockdown. Is
yeah,
that right?
I mean, I agree with Ted when he called in, stop school for 60 days, postpone it for 60 days, reevaluate then. I think that's a great plan. You know, why are we trying to push this through? What is the point of trying to start the school year exactly on time the way we want it to be?
A person calling in, I wish I had time to talk, but we do not. We are down to we're under a minute to go, so we're not going to take any more calls today. But, you know, I think that's it. It's there is consistency is something. Well, it's as long as we have 50 states and as long as we have. Look at Lori Lightfoot's made decisions for Chicago that aren't in effect.
And by extension, the state of Illinois.
Not necessarily the state of Illinois, but you've got a Governor Pritzker who's and I'm not sure what his situation is. Is he in control? Is he control Pritzker or does he control Lightfoot or does Lightfoot control Pritzker?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Hey, thanks for listening today. And yes. I guess we'll see what happens, because that's all we can do.
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Wear a mask.